Hey there, and welcome back to Rival Reviews. So for this week, I find myself in a little bit of like a kind of, I don't know, I find like a weird situation, so to speak. Because right now, for the majority of the seasonal anime and stuff like that, we're kind of around episode 11, probably episode 12 coming out later this week. And the problem about this is that obviously I want to have the conversation about, how the season went and everything else like that. But that'll have to wait for probably either next week or the week after. So what I thought I would do, a couple weeks ago, one of the listeners emailed me a link from the website podquake.com. And basically what it had is that is it has 100, what is it titled here? Best Anime Podcast Question Ideas. And there's over 100 of them. So I figured I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's just go through it. Full disclosure, I think like I feel as if that I've probably already answered a lot of these. So if there's one, like I'll do all the 100, but some I'll probably just skim through while I answer others. And maybe you can learn more about series that I haven't talked about. Who knows what comes out in these conversations? Because I try not to stay too scripted. I know last week was probably a little bit different. The reception was pretty good, obviously. I think that was mainly more so for, the respect that Akira Toriyama, deserves. But people did think that the scripted was okay, and I might go that direction again. But for now, we're going completely off book here with these 100 questions, and let's just get into it. So, first question: what was the first anime you ever watched, and how did it impact your love for the genre? If I had to say, like, obviously, like I remember closely, like it's kind of hard, obviously, because I feel like I was quite young, so it's kind of hard to pinpoint which one was exactly the first. But I do know that like I watched like Dragon Ball Z, Gundam Wing, and Sailor Moon probably all around the same time. So I'll leave that as a three-way tie. I guess it's kind of hard to answer the whole genre aspect on that question because well, I guess for the majority of that, I guess you could say that it's shonen. I guess it was a good, I guess, introduction into the shonen sphere of things. And then I guess like even though I guess technically you would call obviously Sailor Moon a shoujo, it still had some fights in it, and it still had some, the hero fighting the bad guy, so to speak. So yeah, I don't think it really did anything for the love of genre or anything like that. But anyway, who is your favorite anime character and why? Kind of already talked about this, but if I had to do in a 100% like who is my all-time favorite, it would probably be Roy Mustang from Full Metal Alchemist. I like his temperament. I like the type of character he is. I like how he can be, serious but caring all at the same time. And like, he tries to not be like a mushball or anything like that, but like especially if you are important to him and you are close to him. He values you. So I guess that would probably be why he's my favorite. What do you think sets anime apart from other forms of animation? I guess in all honesty, like I guess coming from like obviously the Western side of things, when you look at like, like a Saturday morning cartoon versus like anime can obviously touch on themes a lot more mature, where I find a lot of the Saturday morning cartoon aspects were more about like, teaching lessons to younger children and, something to basically just entertain them because it was colorful, where like, anime though, like I find a very good example of this is that like you see like a for kids version of an anime adaptation back in the day versus like, the new dubs that they have now, where like, they actually don't completely dub over the entire idea of what the anime is about. Definitely shows wonders that like, for the Western point of view for four kids, they were trying to make it more entertaining, where, the actual dub was more, honest to the subject matter. Probably be the best way that I can put that. How do you feel about the current state of anime industry, and where do you see it going in the future? I kind of actually touched on this, I think, a couple weeks ago, but if I had to wrap up my feelings on that, I think, I think they are getting to the point now where they all are finally going to start reaching out to other means, like, like actually going with the manhwa, and everything else like that. I know there's also been a lot of talk of them even touching into like the Chinese market of manhwa as well. So I think that's probably where it's going to go, because I think it's going to get to a certain point, because a lot they've done. I at least off the top of my head, I can't think of like a popular, manga that they haven't already animated. Like, we're getting to the point now where, like, we're even like touching onto like remakes of things that have already happened. Like, case in point, they've ended Ash's adventure in Pokemon, and now they're moving on to a new protagonist, or like they're basically rehashing the same ideas. So I think that they have to start reaching out more like to the Chinese and Korean markets to, keep it fresh. What anime would you recommend to someone who is new to the genre, and why? I don't know why they keep wording it as genre. I guess they just mean like anime as a whole. Either way, the top three that I usually go for are Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, Sword Art Online, and Steins Gate. I find that those three are very beginner friendly, and I find that like they have really a good fleshed out story. And I feel like that they are strong enough that like they could get someone hooked into watching more. So that'll be my answer to that. What is your favorite anime soundtrack of why? Again, I have touched on this beforehand, but it's definitely the Fairy Tail probably soundtrack, like the battle music, even like the music that happens when like they're doing their monologuing or exposition or anything like that. Like, I could listen to any of the music from Fairy Tail and be happy. So I'm gonna leave it at that. How do you feel about the representation of diversity in anime, and what improvements would you like to see? Oh gosh. I'm not even sure how to answer this question. I guess, I find that like a lot of things, obviously, like a lot of anime is actually based in Japan, so obviously all of the characters are going to be primarily Japanese. Like, unless you have like characters like the traditional transfer student from across the seas or whatever. I would say that especially nowadays, I would say that the representation of diversity is pretty good, at least in my opinion. Like, I wouldn't, like, obviously, like, you can talk, like, I won't get too into it, but like, we talk about like in mass media about like whitewashing and the Oscars and whitewashing and movies in the past and everything else like that. But I think it's a little bit different, especially in terms of when you go into an animated or drawn perspective, because it's kind of ambiguous, at least in my opinion. It's not like, obviously you can tell by like the name and the location of the character as to what, I guess, like where they're from, but apart from that, they all generally, like, it doesn't go too into like different, like, skin tones and different, it, like, I don't know. I find that, like, especially because I'm not sure if it's done on purpose, if they try not to touch on that aspect or not, to keep it more broad. But in terms of improvements I would like to see, I don't think I'm the right person to give that opinion. So I think I'll leave that question at that. What is your favorite anime genre and why? In all honesty, if you go into what I watch, it's probably a toss-up between shonen, so like a good old action, and isekai. Those two kind of story arcs just hit it for me. But again, it also depends on my mood, I find, because like I'm also okay with you know, a romance or a drama or anything like that. I would say, if anything, if I had to pick like a least favorite, it would actually be, funny enough, like a slice of life comedy. I don't know. I'm not sure if it, and again, I'm not sure if it's because of like a cultural thing or anything else like that, but like I find that like if an anime tries to be funny in like a natural sense, it falls flat on me. That's just my, not to say obviously, because there are ones like, again, I've talked on this show about Mashal I don't know how many times, and I think that that's amazingly hilarious. But I would say if I had to pick a least favorite, it would probably be comedy in an anime aspect, which is funny because in real life, like in real media, or real media, that's weird, but like not animated, I would say comedy, like comedy movies are probably like my favorite genre for like movies. Actually, that's kind of funny to think about. Anyway, how do you think anime has evolved over the years, and what changes have you noticed? Like obviously like animation has gotten better. I guess you could also like talk about like, you know, CGI being incorporated more. I'm not sure if that's a positive or a negative, really. Sometimes it's a positive, sometimes it's a negative. Yeah, I guess obviously like the animation's a bit better. Obviously it gets pumped out a lot faster. Like, you know, we get like, I don't know how many freaking new shows coming out per season. Like, I remember like when I first started watching anime, you know, I'd have to watch like an episode in three parts on YouTube because that was the only source that I had to watch it. Unless I could somehow, you know, find a store that actually like, you know, sold it. But unless it was like one of like a really big popular one, that was less likely to happen. So I guess like overall, I guess like the availability of it obviously has also evolved. And I think that that would probably be the biggest thing I noticed. But obviously I think that also comes with like, you know, technology advances, streaming, everything else. It's made it way easier to get it, right? So, yeah. What is your favorite anime moment or scene and why? Probably a three-way tie between Goku riding the energy wave with the Kamehameha and then blasting her in the face with it. The revenge scene with Roy Mustang like obliterating Envy, and the nothing happened scene of Zoro from One Piece. Don't want to leave a spoiler. I would just say that like that was a badass scene. So definitely a three-way tie between those. Okay, how do you think anime has influenced pop culture and media outside of Japan? Again, like, obviously, I think it kind of depends. Like I find it kind of crazy that, like, for instance, like, the big boom of Pokemon Go was probably the craziest thing I'd ever seen. Because, like, obviously, like, I know that, like, back when we were young and everything else like that, like, there was a lot of us that played, like, the Pokemon games on our Game Boys and stuff like that. But the sheer popularity that Pokemon Go gave, and like the, you know, the wanting to get people out walking about, like I remember seeing droves of people, and like it was anybody, like it was like, and all ages, like people were doing it with their kids, people were doing it themselves. I saw like people that at least they looked the ages that they would be like if they were grandparents. And I think, like, especially when it comes to, like, the bigger thing, like the bigger series and stuff like that, it's obviously had a huge, like, cultural impact. Yeah, I think, like, you know, you can kind of, like, also, like, look at, like, you know, the popularity of, like, you know, the Goku Kamehameha and, like, you know, people knowing the people actually calling, like when you hold your arms back while you're running, the Naruto run. Like, you see certain little aspects of that like, even if they might not know too much about the series itself, there is like some impact on knowledge in a general sense. See, I'm going to skip a couple of these. Ooh, this is a good one. What do you think are common misconceptions about anime and how would you address them? I think the biggest common misconception that I see is that anime is for kids. Off the top of my head, I can think of Hellsing, Attack on Titan, Parasite, Chainsaw Man, Hell's Paradise. Like any of those, I would not show my child. So I think anybody saying something like that, like somebody like saying that, like, oh, it's a cartoon, it's for children, is just completely inaccurate because I find a lot of anime, like, it can have a lot of mature themes. And like I know a lot of the stuff that I just listed was more gore, horror, dark. But like you can even like I've seen ones touch on suicide, on depression, on anxiety, everything else like that. And like again, like that's not subject matter for children. So I say, yeah, if that was probably one of the biggest misconceptions that I would fight is that it is for children. Because, and not to say there are obviously animes that are for children, but I would say a good majority is actually very much not. How do you think anime has impacted your personal life? Well, case in point, I'm doing a anime podcast with my spare time. So I guess that would be one way that's impacted. I've, had a lot of friendships and everything else that, like, they didn't necessarily start with the love of anime, but I do think I've spent a lot of time with some of my closest friends watching my favorite series, and everything else. And, from that, have inside jokes and subject matter you can bring up, to talk about, and you both can get like excited about the same thing. And yeah, so I think that would probably be the biggest impacts that it had on my personal life. Let's see, boo 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 boo. Yeah, some of these questions, a lot of these questions are repeats of things, live adaptations. Yeah, we kind of had a whole episode based on that. Ooh, okay. What do you think are some of the most underrated anime series or movies? I haven't watched a lot of anime movies, but I would definitely say underrated. If I had to choose one of the most underrated anime series I've ever watched that I don't hear about nearly enough, it would be Guilty Crown. I'm not sure if it's because it was looked over or not, and funny enough, like I didn't even really like. I remember when I first got my Funimation subscription. I guess I must have been like I was fairly new to like really really diving in and watching anime, and I just like hit the ground running and just was going through series by series. And like I just felt like, especially when I first got a Funimation account, like it's like my world opened up to like, because like again, like I think because that was the first time it became readily available to me, that it kind of just blew my mind about how the of all these different, kind of one-off series that I had never heard about and probably wouldn't have if I hadn't have seen it. And yeah, Guilty Crown I find is just a really cool concept. Like everybody's like soul can basically the idea is that everybody's soul can kind of be pulled out and create and like into like every soul's takes the form of like a weapon or like a tool of some sort, and our main character has the ability to pull these weapons out. And yeah, like I said, if you have like a spare, like I think it's only like 22 episodes or something. If you have like a spare time or whatever, like you're having a slow week or something, and you want like something that you can just burn through from start to finish, give Guilty Crown a shot. I really enjoyed it, and I do think that it is underrated. Boo 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 boo. Yeah, a lot of these are things I've kind of already talked about. Honestly, I probably should have looked through this list before I started. But let's see. Oh, this is a good one. How do you think anime has impacted the way you view and understand Japanese culture? So this is super interesting to me, especially in terms of if you think of school life. Any kind of anime that pertains to the way that Japanese people go through school and just the sheer difference between what we do here, so I'm Canadian, versus what happens in Japan. And I thought the kind of the coolest one, in my opinion, was when I was watching Ace of Diamond, where the teams actually room together in a dorm, and then we're expected to go right from class to practicing to dinner and then to bed and repeat. And then that was their lifestyle up until their third year, where they would have to retire to spend the last year just focusing on school to get into a college or university. I thought that kind of aspect was cool. And I also kind of thought the whole idea, the other thing that I found interesting, is that for all schooling, they actually had to take an examination to get into said schools. So I guess it was kind of similar to the ideas of prep schools or private schools here, where the better tested students would go. And the other thing that was kind of interesting too is for those kind of more advanced schools in Japan and stuff like that, they already have to pay tuition for school and stuff like that. Where here it's the law to go to school. We don't have to pay to go to high school. We have to go to high school. That's just something that we do. So I thought that that was kind of interesting in a way, where the importance of schooling, the importance of studying, not so much, not even the importance, the need to study. Because obviously, I remember in high school and stuff like that, I would have to study sometimes, but that would be ooh, a big test is coming up, I better for the next couple days really focus on what's going to be the subject matter on the test. Where and again, I could be wrong, I could just be taking this assumption, but I've seen a lot of different animes where they're taking a couple hours per night, where I myself would be just chilling on my couch watching TV. They're at their desk working on these workbooks that aren't even really homework. It's more just to make sure that they stay up and know the subject matter. I would say that that is probably the biggest thing that I've learned, is the school life is just so vastly different, and the importance of education is huge in Japan. So I thought that that was kind of interesting. So yeah, I just realized, so I've already been talking for this long, and I've only made it through 25 of these 100 questions. So I think I'm gonna save these for now. I'm gonna kind of wind down. The first thing that I wanted to bring up is, like I said, probably either next week or the week after is when we're gonna be talking about the, end of this season. Kind of give my wrap up thoughts to the ones that I watched this season, and maybe even give kind of an insight as to the ones that I'm looking forward to for next season, as well as what I'm currently reading. So I am currently reading one. It looks like it has a couple names. It's either called Teenage Mercenary or Mercenary Enrollment. I've seen it titled both ways. I was kind of skeptical at first about it, but it's really good. So just to kind of give a blanket, essentially what it is that the main character, he was in a car, or not car crash, a plane crash, with his parents when he was 10 years old, and he ended up in this foreign country. It doesn't really specify what the country is and doesn't really give any indication, but either way, it kind of looks like he was like basically essentially stuck in a militia enforced environment. And to survive, he was part of this camp that essentially, I guess, trained anywhere between like adults to children to basically be mercenaries, or like basically like, you know, agents. Yeah, like, so mercenaries, agents for hire, or however you want to put it. And then the reason he's been doing this is like half because he was obviously stuck there, and half because in the plane crash he had lost his memory. His memory came back. He learned that he had a family back in Korea. And he basically comes back and he has to try. It's kind of like a mixture of like he keeps getting mixed in with like people from his past, but also trying to just live a normal life because now he's back with his family after like a decade away. So like, you know, he's trying to like, you know, be a normal teenager, but he is also like this badass mercenary. It's a fun read. I'm really enjoying it. So I would honestly recommend it to anybody who is down with my description. But yeah, that's it for me this week. Hope you guys enjoyed. Remember, Rival X Reviews on all your social medias. Review if you haven't, and share with your friends. If you have friends that are anime fans, I would love to get in touch. And again, thank you for those who sent this link to me. I will, you know, I'll definitely keep it tabbed, so then that way I can, you know, try and touch on some of these other questions as well, because I'm looking, and there are definitely some other questions that I think would make some interesting conversations. Yeah, so I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.